With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Fly Safair has officially launched its first regional route connecting Cape Town, South Africa to Windhoek. The new flights will operate twice a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays, addressing growing demand on the route, which has yet to recover fully of its pre-COVID-19 passenger volumes, which currently stand at 83%. Moreover, the new route is expected to boost tourism and improve travel links between Namibia and SA. Namibia Airports Company Chairperson Dr. Leake Hangala highlighted its role in strengthening economic ties and expanding tourism between the two countries.
This is naturally a great event for Namibia, Namibia tourism, Namibian economy, and Namibian connectivity. And we really welcome Fly Safair to come to Namibia. And they have a very good tradition of fast affordability, on time, and good service. So Namibia, let us take up this opportunity.
A new report published by a medical charity known as Physicians for Human Rights says the armed conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has led to a massive increase in cases of sexual violence against women and girls.
Researchers of the medical charity Physicians for Human Rights say women and girls living in conflict-affected areas in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo are facing sexual violence due to increasing insecurity and insufficient food. At least 113,000 cases of sexual violence were reported by the UN last year. But the medical charity says the number more than doubled in the first half of this year. Officials say the figures are likely an underestimate due to the stigma associated with reporting sexual offenses. Some of the rape victims were children as young as 3. The perpetrators include Congolese soldiers, rebel groups associated with neighboring countries, UN peacekeepers, and community members. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
South Africa's inflation rate fell to 3.8% last month, down from 4.4% in August, marking the lowest rate since early 2021, mainly due to lower transport costs as fuel prices drop by 9% from last year, Stats SA's Patrick Kelly.
Annual food and non-alcoholic beverages inflation was 4.7%. And that's unchanged from August. Softer increases were recorded for meat, bread and cereals, sugar, sweetened desserts, and oils and fats. Hot beverages continues to register the highest annual rate among all food and non-alcoholic beverages at 15.8%.
And former U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission accusing the United Kingdom Labour Party of election interference. His election campaign alleges that in recent weeks, Labour recruited and sent party members to campaign for his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, in a bid to influence the November 5 election. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says party officials volunteering for Harris are doing it in their spare time rather than in their capacity working for the Labour Party. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.